Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And with me today is Zell Rowland. And Zell, you know, what a great year you've had this year. You know, being in the Bassmaster Classic, winning a great big event down at Santee Cooper. What a wonderful year.
It's been an outstanding year, Terry. I've had the opportunity to be able to go out there and fish and focus on my fishing, and it's been good all year long.
I want to start on something that I thought was just absolutely phenomenal with Santee Cooper. And you know, as an angler, you dream of one day just going out and whacking them, and you whacked them.
Yeah, Santee was, you know, it was like finding one of them fish holes you dream about. And, you know, I was very fortunate to really find what I call the mother load of all fish. It was an accident waiting to happen, and I'm glad it happened to me.
You had an opportunity to break the all-time record, and I think you probably had a couple of chances on where you had them on the line to do that. But when you think about 100 pounds of fish, and you were right there on the cusp of that, unbelievable tournament.
Well, you know, the whole time I was fishing, I never thought about how close I was to breaking the record until they brought it to my attention about the second or third day of the tournament. And I really felt like I could have done that, and I had a little local pressure on me that third day, and it was just it was real hard to get the fish to move into the area, because that's what they were doing. They were moving up out of the little deeper water there, getting up on that little shallow flat, and the flat got muddy, so they didn't come. And still, to know that I've caught the second all-time weight in bass fishing history with BASS, that's an honor to have by itself.
Well, I think you were about four when you started fishing BASS. I'm only kidding, but you were the youngest guy to ever fish in a BASS event. And you know, you've been around a long, long time, but you still got that passion, still got that energy to keep going at it.
Yeah, that, you know, the tournament fishing doesn't ever get old. It's like golf guys playing golf. You know, they have a seniors tour. I hope by the time I get that decrepit, I can play on the fishing seniors tour. But you know, that's the one thing about bass fishing, is any age can go out there and do it, and it's still very exciting to me to compete against the other competitors. It's not only exciting to compete against them, but to go to different lakes that I haven't been to yet, and be able to really focus on the fish itself and try to catch the fish out of the different lakes.
Well, I know it doesn't matter to you, but, you know, if you were at home and you were roofing houses, or if you're at home working in a factory, if you're at home being an office guy, you know, your name is going to be a name. But now you go anywhere in the country, it doesn't matter where it's at, you know, whether it's a boat show or Illinois or Indiana or Michigan or California, they know Zell Rowland. That's got to be kind of a neat thing, too.
Yeah, I've got a pretty good fan following, and I guess the highlight of what I do is, as you well know, is in January we start doing the boat shows and tackle shows and going to the Bass Pro Shops and all the sporting goods stores, and we get to meet a lot of our fans on a one-to-one basis, where in a lot of other sports it's not like that. I learn from them like they learn from me. You'd be surprised how many little bitty nitpick things that I'll learn from a guy that's just a weekend angler, that he'll teach me something, and I'll take that and add to it and add to it until I got something that I like.
Well, let's talk about the new webpage. You know, you're getting ready to really launch that thing. It's probably, as we speak here, it'll be up and operational. Tell me a little bit about what you're going to try to do with that.
Well, I'm not real sure yet, Terry. It's something that my wife, Kim, decided that she wanted to put together, and I'm pretty much letting her do it. And I told her if she did it, she had to keep it updated. But I've got a guy out in California that's put it together, and it's really going to be an exciting thing. And I'm not real sure if we're going to try to market some little items on there, or I'm going to try to really keep it up and current with bass fishing stuff, and hopefully it'll be real successful. I hope so.
Well, I tell you what, there's one thing you can put out there that I've seen you do, and that's that pop bar. And there's some painting, a little bit of paint, and a little bit of work you do there, that you could put those out there and probably quit fishing with the amount of money you could make on those dudes.
Well, you know, I did that one time, and it took me a year to make, I think, about 200 of them, and I said, that's not a real good idea. But, you know, I'm not, there's a lot of things that can be done in today's world of fishing, and you know, I won't do something unless I know it can benefit a lot of people, and I'm going to try to have a few fishing tips on there maybe every once in a while, and I'm going to look at a lot of the other anglers' websites. Jay Ellis has a good one, and I'm going to try to add to mine as time goes on, and maybe within a year or so I'll have it right where I want to.
Let's talk about the youth movement a little bit. You know, you and I get a chance to talk quite a bit. We're good friends, but as you look at what this sport could turn into and where it's going and stuff, we really need the kids, and we really got to look out and say, hey, you know, what are some ways that we get the kids so they're enthused as we are as adults, get them involved and have them be the up-and-comers?
Well, you know, we've tried. I think there's been some things tried in video games and stuff like that. And I think the industry is starting to realize a little bit that, you know, they need to focus back and get the youth more involved in fishing. I mean, they do it with the casting kids and stuff like that. But we need to figure out a little bit better way to do that. And I'm not real sure if I have the answer for that, but I know the whole industry as a whole is really trying to focus in some form or fashion to that. And once we do that, then we'll have an exciting sport.
Well, I tell you what, I see you when you're walking around the boat shows, and I see you when you're out with the tournaments, and these kids just kind of attract to you. So you've got to represent us well when you do that. You know what I mean?
I really love kids, Harry, and I do several things every year, and going and helping kids that a lot of these kids their parents can't afford to take them to out on the lake fishing, and we raise money and do things for them, and I just hope within the next 4 to 5 years we can really turn that stuff around.
Well, let's talk about the tournament fishing. Okay, now you got a little bit of a lull in the action, and I know you're catching up trying to get those baits made. You know, we've talked many times about the tinkering you do, but let's get to the tournament stuff. You know, you got a season starting, it seems like forever from now, but it's not that far away. January, you hit it right in the middle again.
Yeah, it's a lot of people don't realize the preparation we go into and getting ready for a tournament season. I actually prepare everything several months ahead of time as far as my baits and my tackle, and then just trying to get around and look at the different lakes and stuff that I've never been to. And come January, it's going to be very hectic. But probably in the next month, November, December, I'm going to run around to a couple of those lakes and go fishing on them for a few days. But it's going to be a whole new year this year because the time of the year we're going to fish some of these lakes. And we're going to be faced with some real cold weather.
Well, I got to talk about the Elite 50 Trail just a little bit with you here in the last couple of minutes. You know, that's got to be something you got to be thrilled to death about being involved in. You got an Elite 50 Trail where it's the top 50 anglers in the BASS side, and you're going to be fishing some pretty neat water there. And the other thing that's neat about it, it's going to showcase the sport and the top names in it.
Yeah, you know, I'm very excited about that. I think that's a positive direction for a tournament circuit to go in, especially for the anglers, because the anglers, they don't have an entry fee they have to pay. We still have to drive and get there and pull our rigs, which is not a problem. But the Elite 50 is really going to be an exciting tournament floor mat. And they've figured a way that, you know, they're going to start this thing with 50 guys and keep the 50 in it for about 24 months. And then we're going to, the guys that don't make the cut after 24 months, we add new blood to the cut. So, and I think that gives the young guys something to look forward to. They have to qualify to get in those events. And, you know, it's just like golf. They have to qualify to play on the tour. And I think it's going to be that's the way our sport ought to be heading, is to where the anglers have no entry fee and get to compete for big prize money.
I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.